This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for the Economy Airlangga Hartarto and Chinese Minister of Commerce Wang Wentao signed two Memoranda of Understanding or MOUs. This collaboration could attract investments up to 81.5 trillion and generate approximately 50,000 jobs in Indonesia. Chair of the People's Consultative Assembly Puan Maharani in Indonesia met with the Chinese Prime Minister Li Qiang to strengthen parliamentary cooperation between the two countries. On the occasion, Puan and Li Qiang discussed current issues regarding the economic, political conditions at the regional and global levels. Puan stated that the situation in Gaza, Palestine was one of the topics they touched upon. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jatuh bangkit kembali. Kita semua boleh. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam? Inilah yang ku rasakan. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia. Sebut yang kau inginkan, apapun itu kan ku berikan untukmu. Andai kau bersamaku tempat dan waktu yang sama, kau akan tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku untuk buatku bahagia semenjak kau ada di sini. Ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu. Bila kataku tak cukup untuk buatmu mengerti, izinkan ku bertemu lagi denganmu. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata untuk mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hati hidupku tuh buatku bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Liodra. Leodra Margareta Ginting, better known as Leodra, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21, 2030. Leodra began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yofi Widianto, invites Leodra to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So In Love. The song composed by Yofi Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa. Now Yofi chooses Leodra to cover it because Leodra's voice character fits the song. This love-themed song with a pop ballad feel tells the story of feelings of sadness because of unrequited love. The lyrics convey a sense of despair and sadness because she cannot have the person she loves. Well, listener, here is the version of Terlalu Cinta by Leodra and Yofi Widianto.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu. Tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku? Tuhan, maafkan diri ini yang tak pernah bisa menjauh dari
yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin stated that Indonesia is seeking to enhance cooperation in the field of health technology and biotechnology with Sweden. Sweden has made rapid progress in the field of precision precision medicine for technology-based diagnosis and treatment, and we want to cooperate to develop them here, said the minister after the Sweden-Indonesia Sustainability Partnership Healthcare Conference 2025 in Jakarta on Tuesday. He expressed Indonesia's keenness to adopt Sweden's health technology system, which makes the process of diagnosing and treating diseases more effective and simple, especially since the country is a leader in the global health sector. In addition to medical technology, Sadiki noted that his ministry would take a cue from Sweden in optimizing health resources, as the country had been able to maintain ideal doctor-to-population and nurse-to-population ratios. And meanwhile, he said that he explained that Indonesia has 600 nurses for its 200 million citizens, with a ratio of 2+2.1 per 1,000 population. As for doctors, the ratio is 0.6 per 1,000 populations. That's a lot. Like, the difference is actually big. Meanwhile, he said Sweden has 129,000 nurses for its 10 million population, with a ratio of 12 per 1,000 population. So, of course, there are a big difference, and it's great that Indonesia is willing to learn from Sweden, because Sweden is actually the leader of the global health sector now. So, of course, Indonesia is keen to improve our health sector by also partnering with Sweden and learning from the Sweden themselves, the leader of the country in a matter of global health sector. So if you want to know more news like this and more information like this, please check out our RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, which delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. So stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Only in Indonesia.
Beach usually has a black or white sand, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at a pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. This beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Sejak kemarin hatiku tak karuan, membayangkan beberapa kemungkinan. Apa yang bisa terjadi jika gagal kali ini? Sederetan petuah para sahabat telah aku pelajari dengan cermat. Tapi aku juga tahu nyaris nihil peluangku. Untuknya aku beranikan diri. Rencana berbahaya ini tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatanku satu banding seribu, biar aku hadapi. Oh yeah. Bilang aku teman yang pengertian, selalu setia kapanpun dibutuhkan. Tak juga dia menyadari isyaratku selama ini. Tuhan tolonglah, dia bodoh sekali. Rencana berbahaya ini
jari-jemari. Bekerja samalah, jangan gemetar nanti. Menggenggam tangannya.
Rencana berbahaya ini tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatanku satu banding seribu, biar aku hadapi rencana sederhana ini. Tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatanku satu banding seribu,
Voice of Indonesia.
metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu terbunuh di hujan peluru, bertubi-tubi rasa salah dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa, ku putuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang untuk hapuskan rasa resah, segala badai ombak hidup lalu rendah. That's why I'm grateful. Grace overwhelming, my God is able to transform me like Optimus Prime. There is no turning back again this time. Yes.
Hadir mengusir hampa, ternyata kau mampu berikan asa.
Biarlah atasku kau berkuasa,
engkau yang kupuja.
Salat Ransang
Voice of
Beach,
Indonesia,
located in
from
East
Indonesia to the world.
The Land Above the Clouds is the nickname of Dieng Valley in Central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers has their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya. Gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Bener. Kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak. Harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok. Buat mainan katanya. Nah, saya sampai kesana dua kali saya tanyain. Nggak belak-belok itu. Minta kentut sama ibunya. Buat mainan gini ya udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya. Bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu nggak bisa dilubah.
Our journey to Dieng village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and people residents along, made it worth it. Cold wind welcomed our arrival upon Dieng village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. It was the ritual of cutting the dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runci dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runci from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Cilarung, air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu pada era saat ini melalui perantara.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gift from God. Dieng people believes that God always entrusts anything he will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the Southern Sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god, The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Harus punya tata krama ketika mempercayai bahwa kita meminjam dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya. Karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini napak tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf, kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat. Karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, setelah itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain. Sekitar 5 hari.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We surveyed the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children had arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be paraded again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Ngalah Berkah, Visitors can join the event, since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the god for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Anak-anak gimbal. Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya yang nanti.
Hair is a crown for a human, especially woman. It may coincide with the fact that most Bajang children in Dieng are female. The Bajang children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari usia 2 tahun.
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kambing 2. Dipotong di mana di Dieng?
Permintaannya umpama telur puyuh 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Arjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with 4 colored tumbang. Tumbang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau tumbang robjong itu bahwa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contohnya itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumpang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agriculture or trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau
itu simbol paling
itu yang berwarna putih, gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begins, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight, and the ritual begins. Preserving tradition when advanced technologies invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Dieng people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and App Store.
Aku
Ku dibesarkan oleh angin dan gelombang. Aku dibesarkan oleh api dan batu karang. Oleh sio sayangi rasa sayang badani. Yeah. Ayahku adalah sang matahari dan ibuku rembulan. Berdiri melangkah dan ku berlari merebut masa depan. Oleh siu sayangi rasa sayang badani. Tinggi dan ku berlari merebut masa depan. Oleh siu sayangi rasa sayang badani. Tinggi
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop, and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Bermacam wajah hinggap di hidupku, beragam cinta panahi relung hatiku terdalam.
Cantiknya rupa semua jadi fana, indahnya raga waktu berubah jadi tak sempurna.
Dan akhirnya yang ku damba kecantikan di jiwa. Kematangan cinta yang akhirnya bermakna, kenyamanan rasa saat di sampingnya meski tanpa bicara. Dan akhirnya cinta ada dalam dirinya. Sebenarnya cinta yang takkan larut oleh hujan tiba. Dan engkau lah yang ku damba, pasangan yang sejiwa. Kematangan cinta akhirnya bermakna, kenyamanan rasa saat di sampingnya meski tanpa bicara.
Berpegang tangan bersama, berjalan berdua hingga akhir masa kita.
Saling menjaga di hati, rindu dan mencari
sampai saat kita tua.
Akhirnya bermakna,
kenyamanan rasa saat di sampingnya meski tanpa bicara.
Kematangan cinta yang akhirnya bermakna,
kenyamanan rasa saat di sampingnya meski tanpa bicara.
Kau belahan jiwaku, sayang hidupku, hingga sampai akhir waktu bersama berdua, dua bersama. Kau belahan jiwaku, teman hidupku, berjalan berdua kita jadi tua bersama. Kau belahan jiwaku, sayang hidupku, sampai akhir waktu bersama berdua, dua bersama. Kau belahan jiwaku, teman hidupku, berjalan berdua kita jadi tua bersama.
Beautiful.
Indonesia.
What is this food?
Its main ingredients is snail, but it ain't escargot from Italy. The snail is made as curry, along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai Siput. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai.